Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
I'm truly honored and blessed in Jesus' name to be before you on today. So once again, as we always say, and we know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God, and God bless each and every one of you out there. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God, where we come forth Monday through Friday, reading the uncompromising Word of God from the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. We come forth Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's 4 o'clock on the West Coast, praise God. And that's 7 o'clock on the East Coast, praise God. And we just pray for each and every one of you who take that time to hear the Word of God. For the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And as we come with the Word of God, praise God, inspired by God himself in the name of Jesus. And we just take that time to read the word of God to you in its entirety from Genesis to Revelations. Praise God. And then on Sunday, we come forth with the powerful message. Amen. Lady Diane, praise God, is looking forward to bringing the word on this weekend, Sunday, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen. Come and praise the Lord with us, because we come with the powerful, anointed word of God. And we thank God for the commitment and dedication in which we have on coming forth, bringing God's word. We thank those that are listening out there in Indonesia. Praise God. We thank you and bless those who are out there in South Korea. Praise God. We speak for those out there in Canada. Amen. And all of those we pray for in the United States of America. Amen. We have many out there in European nations. And so we just thank God for each and every one of you who take that time to come forth and hear the word of God from David and Diane, ministry and friends. We come forth to bring that word. And before, we always want to give God that praise, that honor, and that glory. He's definitely the head of my life. I also acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane. Praise God. I can never do that enough to give my wife the homage that she has due to her. Amen. We thank God for what she does in the name of Jesus. And each and every one of the listeners, God bless you. I see you out there, California, 310. Praise God. I see you out there, Chicago. Amen. 872. Amen. I see 618. Amen. 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 I see 217. Amen. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, again, we thank you, God, because we know that we couldn't have done this by ourselves. And we thank you that you look past all of our faults and provide us with our every need. Lord God, we thank you for another day to get it right. And we pray in the name of Jesus that through your spirit, we continue to give you praise, glory, and honor, understanding, and remembrance of your word. We pray to forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small it may be. We ask that you bless those that are sick and shut in, oh God. We pray for those out there incarcerated in our jails, our prisons, our youth prison facilities, Lord God. Even those that are in our treatment centers, Lord God, and recovery homes. We pray for each and every one of them. We pray for the sick and shut in and that they get healed and delivered. In Jesus' name. Lord, we come before you and just give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. And as you come forth on this evening with the book of Genesis, we're going to come with chapter 39. Praise God, and we're going to continue forth and read the word of God. Let us read Genesis chapter 39. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he had to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord bless the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he had ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast long eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How often can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So it was Joseph day by day that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And so it was when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, he fled outside, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought in to us a Hebrew to mock us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And it happened, when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled and went outside." So she kept his garment with her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with words like these, saying, "The Hebrew servant whom you brought to us came into me to mock me. So it happened, as I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled outside. So it was, when his masters heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, 'Your servant did to me after this manner,' that his anger was aroused. But Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. Of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper." Genesis chapter 40. it came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his officers, the chief butler and the chief baker. So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison, and the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. So they were in custody far a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt were confined in prison, had a dream, both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with his own interpretation. And Joseph came in to them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody, his house, Lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And he said to him, "We each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. It was as though it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them in Pharaoh's cup, and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. And now, within days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore to your place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler. But remember, when it was well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh, and let me out of this house. For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the uttermost baskets were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the baskets on my head." So Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you. To pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants." And he lifted up his head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler in his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Genesis chapter 41. Then it came to pass at the end of the 2 years that Pharaoh had a dream. And behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly, there came up out of the river 7 cows, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gut, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. He slept and dreamed a second time, and suddenly 7 heads of the grain came up on one stalk, plump and good. Then, behold, 7 thin heads blighted by the east wind, spring up after them, and the 7 thin heads devoured the 7 plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that this spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all his wise men. And Pharaoh told them this dream. But there was no one who could interpret it them for Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, both me and the chief baker. We each had a dream in one night, he and I. Each of us dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now, there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard. And he told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream. Came to pass just as he interpreted for us. So it happened. He restored me and to my office, and he hanged him. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I heard it said that you can understand a dream, interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God will, Pharaoh, an answer of peace. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream I stood on a bank of a river. Suddenly, 7 cows came up out of the river, spine licking, and fat in the thin in the middle. Then behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly, and got such ugliness as I have never seen in all my land of Egypt. Then the gaunt and the ugly cows ate up the seven first, setting in the fat cows. Then they had eaten them up. No one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I awoke, saw in my dream, and suddenly seven heads came up on one stalk, full and good. Then, behold, seven heads with fan and blighted by the east wind sprang up after them, and the thin heads devoured the seven good heads. So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one. And the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after, then 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land, so the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, and it will be very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise men, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the seven plentiful years, and yet them gather all the food of those good years in their coming, and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as reserved for the land of the 7 years of famine which will be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this man, and whom is the Spirit of God? And Pharaoh said to Joseph, insomuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and over all my people shall be ruled according to your word only. In regard to the throne, will I be greater than you? Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in a garment of fine linen and put a gold chain round his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they carried out before him, bow the knee. So he said all over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zephas Paneah, and he gave him as a wife Asenath, the daughter of Beth-Potiphar, Pharaoh, priest of On. So Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out for the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Now, in the 7 plentiful years, the ground brought forth abundantly. So he gathered all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in the cities. He laid up in every city the food of the field which surrounded them. Joseph gathered very much grain as the sand of the sea until he stopped counting, for it was immeasurable. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, when whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, born to him, Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has called me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Then the 7 years of plenty which were in the land of Egypt ended, and the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said. The famine was in all the land. But in all the land of Egypt, there was bread. So when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Then Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph. Whatever he says to you, do. The famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. So all countries came to Joseph to buy grain because the famine was severe in the land. Ooh. Genesis chapter 42. When Joseph saw that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, Why do you look at one another? Indeed, I have heard that there's grain in Egypt, so go down to that place and buy for us there that we may live and not die. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt, but Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, lest some calamity befall him and his sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he spoke to them, "Where you do you came from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." So Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land." And then said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. Why are all one's man's son? We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." But you said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land. Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more." But Joseph said to them, "It is as I spoke to you, saying, you are spies. In this manner, you shall be tested. But the life of Pharaoh, you shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you, and let him bring your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested to see whether there is any truth in you or else. By the life of Pharaoh shall you surely are spies." See, so he put them all together in prison 3 days. Then Joseph said to them the third day, "Do this and leave, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house, but you go and carry grain for the famine of your house, and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for you, we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not speak to you, saying, do not sin against the boy? And you would not listen. Therefore, Behold, his blood is now required of us. But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter, and he turned himself away from them and wept. Then he returned to them again and talked with them, and they took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph gave a command to fill the sack with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give him provisions for the journey. Thus he did not deed for them. So they loaded their donkeys with the grain and departed from there. But as one of them opened his sack and to give his donkey feed at enchantment, he saw his money. And there it was in the mouth of his sack. So he said to his brothers, why, my money has been restored, and there it is in my sack. Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, what is this that God has done to us? Then they went to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, and told him that all that had happened to them, saying, the man who is Lord of the land spoke roughly to us and took us for spies for the country. But we said to him, we're honored, honest men. We are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of one father. One is no more, and the youngest is with our father this day in the land of Canaan.
Then the man, the lord of the country, said to us, by this I will know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me. Take food for the famine to your household and be gone. And your youngest brother to me, bring, so I shall know that you are not spies, but that you are honest men. I will grant your brother to you, and you may ride and trade in the land. Then it happened, as he emptied his sacks, that surprisingly, each man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, there they were afraid. And Jacob, their father, said to them, you have bereaved me. Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more. And we want you to take Benjamin. All these things are against me. Then Reuben spoke to his father, saying, kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hand, and I will bring him back to you. But he said, my son shall not go down with you. For his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If any calamity shall befall him among the way in which you go, then you would bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave. Genesis chapter 43. Now the famine was severe in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought from Egypt, that their father said to them, go back, buy us a little food. But Judah spoke to him, saying, the man, so they warned us, saying, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send your brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. And Israel said, why did you deal so wrongfully with me as to tell the man whether you will steal another brother? But they said, the man asked us pointedly against ourselves and our family, saying, is your father still alive? Have you another brother? And he told him, according to these words, could we possibly have known that he would say, bring your brother down? Then Judah said to Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I myself will be surety for him, for my hand had, and you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. For if I had not lingered, surely by now we would have returned this second time. And their father Israel said to them, if it must be so, then do this. Take some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down a present for the man. A little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, pistachio, nuts and almonds. Take double money in your hand and take back in your hand the money that was returned in the oversight. Take your brother also and arise, go back to the man. And may God Almighty give you mercy before the man, and he may release your brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved, I am bereaved. So the man took that present and Benjamin, and they took double money in their hand and arose and went down to Egypt. And they stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, take these men to my home and slaughter an animal and make ready, for these men will dine with me at noon. Then the men did as Joseph ordered, and the man brought the man into Joseph's house. Now the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, it is because of the money which was returned in our sacks the first time that we are brought in, so that we may make a case against us and seize us to take us as slaves with our donkeys. When they drew near to the steward of Joseph's house, they talked with him at the door of the house and said, oh, sir, we indeed come down the first time to buy food. But it happened when we came to the encampment
that we opened our sacks, and there each man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight. So we brought it back in our hand, and we have brought down other money in our hands to buy food. We do not know who put our money in our sack, but he said, peace be with you. Do not be afraid, for God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sack. I had your money. Then he brought Simeon out to them. So the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their donkeys food. Then they made the present ready for Joseph coming at noon, for they heard that they would eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him in the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed down before him into the earth. Then he asked them about their well-being and said, is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive?
And they answered,
your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive. And they bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. Then he lifted his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, is this your younger brother whom you spoke to me? And he said, God be gracious to you, my son. Now his heart yearned for his brother. Joseph made haste and sought somewhere to weep. And he went into his chamber and wept there. When he washed his face and came out, he restrained himself and said, serve the bread by himself and them by themselves. And the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians could not eat food with the Hebrews. For that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they set before him in the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked in astonishment at one another. Then he took serving to them from before him, but Benjamin served his five times as much as any of theirs. So they drank and were merry with him. And he commanded. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Genesis chapter 43, and we will pick up again on tomorrow, praise God, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Once again, God bless you. Thank you for joining us on this evening. Jesus loves you, and so do I. We here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, we pray for you, and we love you with the love of God. God bless you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, again, as we come before you on this evening, we say thank you, Lord, as our obedience continues to move forward, listening to your word. Thank you for the understanding that's gone forward in the name of Jesus. We appreciate your words and recognize that apart from you, we can do nothing. And with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things. I ask that you continue to be with us. Walk with us, talk to us, heal us, deliver us, and protect us in Jesus' name. Once again, we give you praise, honor, and glory, as no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that your word will destroy it all. Amen. And be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said, never. to know it.